Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Ledger Report is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Please go to MyPillow.com and enter Ledger in the promo code box for up to 66% off. That's MyPillow.com and enter LEDGER in the promo code box. The Ledger Report is also brought to you by Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com/ledger for a natural homeopathic way to relieve nagging chronic pain. Or call 833-425-7246. 833-425-7246 for Relief Factor pain relief. Thank you for supporting MyPillow, Relief Factor, and the Ledger Report.
All right, Mr. News, hit it. Next on the Ledger Report, a Biden bombshell cover-up. The majority of Medicare COVID patients are fully vaccinated. Stand by. The doors to the newsroom are locked and the PC police are not getting in, so sit back and relax as we unfold this edition of the Ledger Report.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. And in San Diego, one anchorman was more man than the rest. His name was
Graham Ledger.
And let me ask you about this new announcement from Governor Newsom in California, a mandate for students, all eligible students, to get the vaccine. And there's no out here. He's not allowing testing as an alternative. Do you favor that, or should testing be an alternative for those that don't want their kids to take this vaccine?
You know, John, I have been and I still am in favor of these kinds of mandates. You can make some exceptions to them, but in general, people look at this like this is something novel and new, when in fact, throughout, you know, years and years, decades, we have made it a requirement for children to get into schools to get different types of vaccines, measles, mumps, rubella, and others. So when people treat this as something novel and terrible, it isn't. A requirement for children to come to school to be vaccinated with certain vaccines is not something new. It's been around for a very long time.
Stop the tape. This guy is such a snake. He would have been great on the carnival circuit, selling the snake oil. He is out there with a razor blade and a little bit of hair he has left on his head, and he's splitting it right there. Yes, we have vaccines as part of the regimen that many parents use to keep their children safe from things like rubella and TB and other diseases that, of course, we don't want them to get, like polio. But these are vaccines, and Fauci knows this, these are vaccines that have been proven over time. And when I mean time, I mean years and years of study before they were released on human beings. This so-called vaccine, these vaccines for COVID-19 are not vaccines at all, and he knows this. They are an experimental medical device. mRNA has never been injected into human beings before in the clinical trials that used monkeys and other animals, rats and mice, didn't go well. They weren't very consistent. They showed some success, but a lot of failure. And that's why we go back again and again to slide, I believe it is number 17 in the FDA slide deck in October of 2020 that listed more than 100 terrible, in some cases, side effects like sterilization. But that didn't get out to the public writ large, did it? That's not reported in the mainstream media is it? And so you have to dig around and you have to find other sources, which is what I do, and I do it for you. You will not hear what I'm going to tell you in this Ledger report in the mainstream media, and you won't be able to watch it on YouTube. It was interesting last week, all these reports about, oh, YouTube is silencing anything to do with any alternative to the vaccine. Well, they've been silencing me. They've taken down two channels so far and counting when I talk about alternatives to the so-called vaccines. Anytime you mention the word ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, boom, you're done on YouTube. They give you a strike, and then they give you another phantom second strike, and then the third strike, they don't even warn you, you're just gone. Poof. So it's not exactly breaking news to yours truly that YouTube is out there patrolling any alternative whatsoever to the so-called vaccines that are out there that are maiming and killing people. And so Fauci wants to maim and kill young people. That's the bottom line here. There's a report out of, what is this called? Science Direct. I don't know Science Direct, but I know it's one of the publications that's looking into this. And the headline on Science Direct is very simply, why are we vaccinating children against COVID-19? And it goes into what we've been talking about for many moons now on this program, and that is the survival rate among young people is somewhere in the neighborhood of 99.999999%. It is negligible, the negative reactions and or the deaths, the severe reactions to COVID-19 among children. And yes, you're going to have these doctors once in a while come on and say, we lost a patient, a young patient who died of COVID-19. Now, you have to remember, when we talk about these numbers, and I'm going to get into the numbers just a little bit here, but when we talk about the numbers, they're juiced, they're fake, they're phony. And one of the reasons why they're phony is because the hospitals have an incentive to goose the numbers so they get more federal dollars. So the more COVID positive cases, the more federal dollars they get. The more severe COVID cases, the more federal dollars they get. They snake a tube down somebody's throat, they intubate them, they get even more federal dollars. Somebody dies, it clears up a hospital bed, and they do it all over again. I'm sorry, but that is what's happening across the board, across the country, red state, blue state in this country. Hospitals have completely abdicated their fiduciary duty, and it's led by this man, so-called Dr. Fauci, the Joseph Mengele of our time, now wanting to force, and we're headed in that direction. You know where that's where we're headed. We're headed into forced vaccination of children, of an mRNA experimental medical device that we have no clue what the long-term effects are. We have no clue if we are sterilizing an entire generation. Now think about that. There have been a lot of people over the years who have been talking about this new world order and what it looks like. And are people purposefully wanting to sterilize an entire generation? Imagine if you sterilize just 10% of a generation. You would effectively change the trajectory of a country, and for that matter, the world and the world population. And maybe they've done so in China. I've seen some reports that, not necessarily because of COVID and the so-called vaccines, but because of what China has instituted over the years, the one-child policy, has screwed up the trajectory for their population for maybe 100, 200 years. So imagine if just a small percentage of this generation that's out, the young people, are sterilized, how it's going to change the entire trajectory of this country. Let's go back to Fauci. There's more from Fauci. Roll tape.
This vaccine has been given to hundreds of millions of people. So when you say it's a new vaccine, well, you know, when you have a new vaccine that's been given to 10, 15, 20, 30,000, 100,000 people, you're talking about hundreds and hundreds of millions of people throughout the world. So although it is, quote, new, there is a lot of experience with this vaccine.
Stop the tape. See, there he goes again. He's not answering the question about this being a new, it is a new medical device. He calls it a vaccine. This is the vernacular that Americans can relate to, right? And people across the world, for that matter, that is a vaccine. We're used to vaccines, but this is not a vaccine. It's an mRNA medical device that's never been infused in human beings at this level in the history of the world. So he's lying. He's not exactly, this is what he's done to Congress. He's not exactly lying. He's splitting hairs again here. He's saying it's been in use. Yeah, it's been in use for about 8 or 9 months. And it's been used worldwide. Yeah, but that doesn't make it safe. That doesn't make it tested over time. That doesn't make it like the other vaccines. The polio vaccine has been out there, I don't know how long. It's been almost 100 years, maybe, somewhere along that line. Maybe 80 years. It's a long time. The TB vaccine, I don't know. I haven't done my homework on that. Sorry. But it's been out there. I got the TB, so it's been out there for more than half a century. Let's put it that way. And we know what the adverse effects and we know the side effects are. And remember, on the VAERS reporting system, all of the vaccines combined over a 30-year period have fewer adverse effects than this so-called COVID-19 set of vaccines over an 8-month period. Again, over 30 years, all the vaccines combined have a fewer number of adverse effects than the COVID vaccines, which have only been on the market, per se, about 8 or 9 months. If that's not a red flag, Dr. Fauci, I don't know what is. Yet he goes on national television and says, oh, it's completely safe, and it's being used hundreds of thousands of times, millions of times. Well, you're right, Dr. Fauci, but that doesn't make it safe. That doesn't make it tested by time. That doesn't mean that all of these warnings in the FDA slide deck of October of 2020 aren't going to come to fruition because we haven't had the years and years of research on this. It's unbelievable. And the media, the guys on national television and the hosts don't even challenge this guy and say, wait a minute. You're having an apples and oranges comparison here. They are mum. They are derelict of duty. It is completely apples and oranges what this Mengele of our time is talking about here. Roll tape.
There are certain elements about this that were just unavoidable in the sense that there were going to be deaths. There are going to be a lot of infections globally, no matter what anyone did. But there were situations where we could have done better and we can do better. And I think we're living through that right now, John. Because we now have, within our capability, highly effective and safe vaccines. And although we've done well in the sense that we now have 55% of the population fully vaccinated, 64% having received at least one dose, but there are 70 million people who are eligible to be vaccinated who have not gotten vaccinated. So when you say, are some of those deaths avoidable? They certainly are. In fact, looking forward now, most of the deaths could be avoidable if we get people vaccinated. Because if you look at the people who get hospitalized and the people who die, it is overwhelmingly weighted towards the people who are unvaccinated.
Stop the tape. Now, if what I'm about to tell you and talk about with attorney Thomas Renz is true, he's lying. And he knows what we know. There is a government report, we're going to talk about it. There's a government report out there that says, according at least to Medicare patients, he's lying. That the majority of Medicare patients since the vaccine rollout are, quote, fully vaccinated. They've gotten the jab. So which is it, Dr. Fauci? Which is the truth? That it's the so-called unvaccinated that are at risk, or the people who are, quote, vaccinated who are at risk? I want to remind you, this program is brought to you by MyPillow. If you put Ledger in the promo code box, guess what? Not only the Giza sheets and the slippers are out there, but they're having a flash sale. You put Ledger in the promo code box, and you get a MyPillow for $19.99. I kid you not, $19.99. And you can get a whole bunch. I think there's a limit of 5 or 6. So get a whole bunch. Stock up on the MyPillows. I sleep with a MyPillow every night. Also, they've got the sheets, as I mentioned. They've got dog beds. What a great idea to have a MyPillow dog bed for your woofer. They've also got sleepwear. Remember, gentlemen, ladies love sleepwear. And Christmas is coming, cold weather is coming, etc. They also have flags and all kinds of other things on MyPillow.com. I'm talking American flags here. Not the flag that's, I don't think they sell the flag that's floating out there that refers to Joe Biden. I can't, you know, this is a family program. I can't exactly say what that flag says, but it's got three words in it and two of them are Joe Biden. I don't think they sell that one, but they've got a whole bunch of American flags. That is MyPillow. Also, this program brought to you by Relief Factor, 833-425-7246, 833-425-7246. And I took some Relief Factor about an hour ago, and it works. And that's why I take it, because it's a homeopathic way to stop any nagging aches and pains. If you go to GrahamLedger.com, you can find these wonderful sponsors. You can also order my 4524 shirts, and you can answer the Ledger Register question right now, which is, will the Arizona audit lead to a true and accurate accounting of the 2020 election? I hope so, but there are a lot of roadblocks in the way. If Arizona can fall, the other states can fall. It's not necessarily predicated on Arizona, but Arizona is a very important step in the right direction. Also, Red Voice Media. Red Voice Media, I want to remind you, we are a part of the Red Voice Media family. Now, there's an article out of Springer Link. That's where it was published. But this is actually the Euro Journal of Epidemiology. It's a PDF. And the headline is, increases in COVID-19 are unrelated to levels of vaccination across 68 countries and 2,947 counties in the United States. So the upshot of this study, this is not just an article printed somewhere. This is a study in PDF form. I'll put it in my show notes along with everything else I'm talking about, so you can back up what you have to say. Of the top five counties that have the highest percentage of population fully vaccinated, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, identifies four of them as high transmission counties. So four of the top five counties in this country where people are, quote, vaccinated, are high transmission areas. Now, we have to factor a lot of things. It could be, for example, Los Angeles County. I don't know how high that is, but it's a large county with 10 million people in it. There's a lot of factors here. But the bottom line is, four of the five counties with the highest percentage of so-called vaccinated are high transmission areas. And we have the director of the CDC now on national television coming out and saying that the vaccines don't stop transmission. Okay, so have they changed the definition of a vaccine? If vaccines don't stop transmission, then is it still a vaccine? What is the purpose of it then? It makes you less sick, but what about the fallout and the side effects from the vaccine? So you're out there on national television telling everybody to go get vaccinated, while at the same time you're saying, hey, it doesn't stop transmission. Does that make any sense whatsoever to anybody who's on the fence? And by the way, I don't believe there are many people on the fence, unless, of course, their job is being threatened, or their life is being threatened, or their livelihoods are being threatened. People have made up their minds at this point. They're not going to get the jab. They have gotten the jab. And I'm sure there's a lot of vaccine remorse out there. Daniel Horowitz, my buddy, doing wonderful work. He's really latched onto this, like yours truly. We want to get the truth out about this entire political government response to a virus. His headline, the country with the best data shows infection rates higher among the vaccinated. In this article, again, in my show notes, he talks about what's happening in the United Kingdom. Again, the mainstream media not reporting this. This out of the Daily Septic. I don't know. The Daily Septic. Maybe I'm pronouncing it wrong. S-C-E-P-T-I-C. In my book, I would be pronouncing that septic. Anyway, the headline. Deaths among, and it's not funny, deaths among teenagers up 56% since vaccine rollout began. You say, well, wait a minute, we're not rolling it out in the United States among teenagers, or are we? I mean, it's kind of confusing. This is, again, in the United Kingdom. So deaths among teenagers up a staggering, this is overall deaths, since the vaccine rollout in the United Kingdom, up 56%. And remember, the VARS reporting system has 15,000 dead. I'm doing this off the top of my head. 15,000 dead, adverse reaction, dead from the so-called COVID vaccines with a 1% reporting compliance. And now here we are in this country on the precipice of rolling it out and mandating it among children as young as 5 years old in order to enter a school building. It is unbelievable what we're doing in this country. Yet the government itself, every once in a while, swerves into the truth. And there is a Department of Defense report. It studied Medicare patients, and it found some staggering information about the percentage of Medicare patients who are, quote, fully vaccinated yet have COVID, and the rate of hospitalization among these COVID patients since the vaccine rollout in this country. And we'll look at that, and we'll talk about it with Attorney Thomas Renz right after this important 30-second announcement. Roll tape.
Attention, this is an important message for anyone diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. In 2015, the Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. After losing a number of court cases, the maker of Roundup recently announced that a global settlement had been reached and agreed to pay over $10 billion to resolve pending cases.
Please call 800-376-1935.
Joining me now, attorney and warrior for constitutional liberty in this republic, Attorney Thomas Renz. Thomas, when you look at the report, it's there and it's available for anybody to download, including the mainstream media, yet it's being ignored.
Well, I mean, you got to think, when you consider that the president and Fauci and all these people are standing up there every day saying, well, it's a crisis of the unvaccinated. The hospitals are filled with unvaccinated. It's an outright lie. It's an outright lie. They've got the DOD documents that show that 60% of the hospitalized patients are fully vaccinated. 60%. There is zero question. There are hospitalized people. They're all vaccinated, though. You know, and then 71% of the breakthrough cases are in fully vaccinated people. Today, Walensky just had to come out and say and admit that these vaccines do not prevent the spread of this disease. They don't do anything. There was another study that just came out today, a preprint of the study. It's going to be peer reviewed. It's not yet, but said that they studied this. They found out there is really zero benefit to these vaccines. So the question is, why? Because I don't know if you, did you see our presentation from the Clay Clark event where we talked about the 48,000 dead? With the 48,000, it is a low number. So that 48,000 dead is raw data from the CMS servers, which is the same data that the DOD is using, right? 48,000 dead within 14 days of getting the vaccination. Now, the reason that we used 14 days is because until you are fully vaccinated, which means you've gotten both doses and you're 14 days out, they don't count you. So there are 48,000 dead people that they're not counted as vaccine deaths because the government played some statistical games. So we know there's at least, we know that that number is way low. That's only 18.1% of the population that it's been pulled from, and we got 40,000. So the numbers are huge. That presentation, which is straight up CMS whistleblower data, is incontrovertible and shows that it's not safe. And then this DOD document shows that it's not effective. Why? Why are we still pushing this? Why is it even available? We recalled the Chevy Volt because there's a possibility of a battery fire. But we're leaving this out there. We're pushing it on people, even though it's killing them. And this DOD document, Department of Defense, okay, not ours, not a whistleblower. Whistleblower sent it to me, but it was open public information. Listen, the DOD shows in that document that this is natural immunity is far superior to anything else. It outright says it. outright says it repeatedly. And it shows in the last slide of that presentation, it shows how much more powerful natural immunity is than anything else. It also shows, and I think it's interesting, and I don't know what's behind this, but I think it's really interesting, and no one's talking about this. That last slide also notes that the damage or the breakthrough or the issues with the vaccine are much higher in minority populations, particularly Native Americans, Blacks, and Hispanics, than they are in other populations. I think that's an interesting thing to note too. So there's a strong desire by a lot of people in this world to take down America. Fauci was just up in Canada talking about how we need to give up our individual liberties and our individual freedoms. I mean, China, anybody? This is collectivism, it's communism. Okay, so there's a strong push. China and a number of other places around the world, they don't like the freedoms that we have in America. And they're trying to convince us to give them up. They're trying to trick us or scare us into giving them up. They're trying to manipulate and coerce us into doing that. There's a lot of desire to bring down our nation. These jabs are dangerous. They cause long-term effects that are unknown. We know there's going to be a lot of them. We don't know what they are, but we've been right about everything we've said up to this point. So I don't know why we'd start being wrong now. There's going to be a lot of long-term effects, but look at where they're hitting us. Got to make sure the military's getting it, right? Well, that weakens our military. What happens when our soldiers start dying? But I mean, you know, look at what we're doing. We've got a war in our military. They're pushing critical race theory. They're pushing all this crazy stuff. If you question anything, if you think for yourself, you're getting court-martialed. So they're attacking. Listen, they're attacking our food. They're attacking our energy. They're attacking our infrastructure. They're attacking our money. They're attacking every angle. And they are. They're trying to overwhelm our country. And but for a small group of us patriots, it would work without flawlessly. But I'm going to tell you, we are getting the word out, and we've got to keep getting it out. Listen, this is not like anything that my generation has experienced. In my life, we've had it real easy, real easy. Now, I was there for 9/11, and that was terrible. But we've never experienced a World War II type thing. And America hasn't experienced any direct attacks for forever. You know, but we're there now. People gotta understand something. We either stand for freedom or it's gonna be gone and we won't get it back. Please support us. Thank you for everything you're doing, Graham, for helping us get this word out. And time to fight, guys. If we don't fight peacefully now, it's gonna be ugly later.
We go now to India. We go now to India. A province in India did an experiment in terms of trying to tackle COVID. The spread was going crazy back in like spring of 2021. And they went door to door, literally, and they handed out kits. They did tests and they handed out kits. And amazingly, by June, the cases had dropped a whopping 97%. What did they hand out? Did they hand out remdesivir? No. Did they hand out the so-called vaccines? No. In this kit were homeopathic remedies like vitamin D. But the main drug that was not homeopathic, that was by prescription, is ivermectin. Ivermectin effectively wiped out COVID in this province when the neighboring province had a horrible, horrible time in trying to battle COVID. So you have this one province in India that knocked down COVID by 97% using these ivermectin kits. And the adjacent provinces had a whopping problem. Now, you know Fauci and Biden and the CDC, they know this information. They know about the little areas, little pockets in South America that did the same thing. Central America did the same thing. Yet they're forcing the vaccine down the throats or into the arms of tens of millions of Americans. When you have this off-label, very cheap, inexpensive drug that's available right now that not only can battle COVID if you happen to get it, but it can be used prophylactically. It can be used preventatively. You take ivermectin in a preventative course, you don't have COVID. According to these odds, it's likely you'll never get COVID. And if you do get COVID and you take ivermectin early on, it's going to wipe it out. And the government is hiding that from us, just like it's hiding the fact that the majority of these Medicare patients who are coming down with COVID now are fully vaccinated. This edition of the Ledger Report is on its way to the Archives Library of Congress. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. I'm Graham Ledger. And remember, even when I'm wrong, I'm right.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? You may be entitled to compensation. Call Zantac Justice now for a free legal case review. The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug ranitidine may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Consult your physician prior to discontinuing any use of medication.
Please call 800-868-3048.